Happy Tuesday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching. So all of this week, my hope is to inspire you, uplift you and motivate you to get focused on where you'd like to be over the next number of months. So at the end of this week, we are reaching the end of August and we're moving into the last 4 months of the year. And this can be a time I find is nearly like starting a new year. I often find in my line of work that September onwards and January onwards are very much the busiest times because now we are finishing the summer, the evenings are getting a little bit darker, we're finding that we might have more time or want to put more energy back into ourselves. So on Sunday, I asked you to set your intentions under the full moon of everything you'd like to achieve over the next number of months. Yesterday, I got you to sit down and write out your achievements. So everything since the start of 2018 that you have achieved, whether it's big or small, and to really get you to acknowledge just how much you've done, because we do spend so much time focusing on what we haven't done. It's a very, very useful and powerful exercise to focus on everything you have achieved over that period of time. And today we're going to continue with one more final written exercise, and this is going to get you to look at the lessons that you've learned over 2018. So in terms of lessons, over the course of the last 8 months, you will have experienced good situations and good things in your life that will have happened, and you will also have experienced stresses, difficulties and challenging situations that would have cropped up. From the good and the bad, there will always be a lesson or something in it that will have brought something to your attention that you needed to focus on, needed to heal, needed to change, or needed to let go of completely. So what I'd like you to do today is to write down the lessons you've learned from the good and bad things over the last 8 months. And what you're doing with this is just, you know, very simply writing down maybe the situation that occurred, and beside it, ask yourself, what was the lesson I learned? Or what can I take from this situation to get me to be able to evolve and progress in my life? I definitely feel through good and bad, but generally the bad stuff, actually, we can get really insightful guidance on how we need to progress in ourselves, how we need to align more to ourselves, be true to ourselves, and allow us to progress onwards. It's definitely been quite an intense year in 2018. I feel personally and with everyone I've been working with, there's been a lot of stop, start kind of energy. And from this week, we are actually universally moving into a more fast-paced manifesting energy. And that's why I really wanted to do this teaching this week. So I would like you to write that down. And the exercises over the last 3 days have all been written exercises, because putting pen to paper, whether in the physical sense or whether digitally, is very, very beneficial because it actually gets you to have to stop, think. And when you're writing something down, it's going into your memory even more, into your consciousness, and hopefully into your subconscious as well. So the rest of this week will be, tomorrow you're going to have a meditation, Thursday later than usual, but I wanted to get these written exercises done. You're going to have your video with a workbook. Friday then it'll be Interactive Friday, and Saturday we'll finish off again with a lovely meditation. So I hope you have a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.